Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Hello. Happy pre-birthday day.
Birthday Eve.
Birthday Eve.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm very excited. Not so much because it's my my birthday, but because I'm hold on one second. Thank you. I was waiting to use the restroom. Okay. And he's like, the bathroom's free. I'm like, I needed to go like 10 minutes ago and now I'm doing a show. So yeah, that's going to be cute. So I'll probably will mute myself at some point. Like if that's called, then I'm going to work that out. But anyway, yes. So I'm milking it for everything that I can. Not so much because it's a birthday and a milestone birthday, but really because I can just like step out of my life as I've known it for 2 days, and I'm thrilled about that. So I don't have to really take care of anyone as of today until what's today? Today's Tuesday until technically Thursday afternoon, Thursday
nice.
Night. So yeah, so that's huge. So I'm milking this. Yes, and I have submitted to the official Ministry of the English Language, and I have changed the word 60. I have replaced the spelling, and I have, yes, I'm taking out the I. Yes, and I'm changing it for, I'm swapping vowels, and we're going to put in the letter E. So when people say, how old are you? I say, I'm 60. I don't say that. So, and I can't do a damn thing about it, but embrace it and not feel victimized by it or what. I'm happy. I feel good. I feel like I look good, and that's all that matters.
Right.
And I'm just in such tremendous gratitude for all the beautiful things in life and the not so beautiful things in life, which become beautiful when you get the wisdom from that, and for my health and for my energy. I don't know where this energy comes from, but I still have it. Praise be. You know, I'm very, very fortunate, but also to know when to rest and recharge, to maintain and to not get burnt out, because I'm sure so many of us have been feeling burnt out with just weathering the storm of the past 15, 16 months. And we're still weathering it, you know. We're still, you know, everybody's like, we're back. I'm like, yeah, kind of, sort of. We're still transitioning in a lot of ways. And I know for you guys listening, we aren't doing a show this coming Thursday. Anna won't be available to co-host, and I will still be indisposed. But we'll do a show. The next show will be a week from today, and I'm entering into a seven, which makes perfect sense. The six was such a ride. I had no idea that the love number was going to be the love number. She got busy. I even started a little bit at the tail end at the five. So, but all the reflection, the internal work, that really has been starting for a while. You know, yeah. Like you're right when you talk about the numbers, the vibrations and the energies. They're very fluid. I mean, we can notice them more, you know,
mm-hmm.
once we've had our birthdays, how they shift. But I think they're very, very fluid. So it's interesting. Like you're in a two, right?
Yes, I am.
Right. And then Right. And, you know, you've moved into this house, so that's some of the one energy falling into the two a little bit. Right. So, yeah. So the whole thing, too, is this, you know, we need to organize and categorize things, but it, in terms of universal or source energy, it's very fluid. See, they got it right. See, they didn't even have to deal with pronouns. They were doing the they thing. Right? Just everything was fluid. See? Way more evolved than us. But anyway. But I appreciate it. And actually, if you don't mind, and if no one's in the queue, if you could talk. Huh?
Go.
Okay, great. Thanks. if you could just talk a little bit about the seven, I would really, 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 really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, seven is a more internal number. It's spiritual and internal. So a lot of we talk about our spiritual work. It happens within a seven frame of mind, because seven has to look at things it has to be objective about it, so that it's not swayed in a way that is negative, I guess. Sevens just have to have very good judgment. And in order to do that, they have to not be in the mix of things to the point where they get lost. So where a seven kind of blends this mystical approach to things, because so much of a seven stays underneath the surface and it's deep. The viewpoints then are also pretty profound when they are actually asked about it. A lot of times they won't; they'll just keep it to themselves until asked, and then they bestow this wisdom, or you know, they're very particular point of view. So when you get into a 7 year, you do want to keep things kind of close to yourself. You don't really want to be out and about with too many distractions. You know, you don't want to be in very busy places. So when I get into a 7 year, the need to kind of get away to maybe sequester yourself a little bit some people say, I need to just get my head straight. You know, sometimes that's the vibe that happens, especially after a six, where six energy is very loving. It's nurturing. It's taking care of everybody else.
Yes.
Almost to, you know, the sacrifice of your own well-being.
Exactly.
Naturally getting into a seven makes you pause for a moment and say, well, wait a minute, you know, I need to take care of me. So sevens will take the time they need, will make different choices to support themselves. And again, because of that influence for the year, you know, the natural move from taking care of everybody else, like, oh, making sure your family's good. Like, you've done so much work already setting all that up, whether it's a pattern for them, you know, or certain things are in place so that at some point, you don't need to be there. They can figure it out.
Right.
You know, you've established certain things. So the seven then says, yes, thank you. You know, I've done my work for everybody else. And now I will make choices that will support my own well-being and put that at the forefront. And it doesn't have to be, obviously, it's not going to be a big, like, I'm doing this, a big proclamation, because a seven isn't flashy like that. But a seven will be very firm about the decisions and choices being made. And there will be a vibe about that, like, oh, okay, I get it, you know. You need some me time, okay. And then, you know, it's interesting how things kind of flow, especially if you're not hoping that everyone's looking at all the good work you've done, you know, because a lot of times that's lost.
Oh, and, please.
And if
no,
you're still looking,
ago, girl.
Right? And if you're still looking for that kind of approval, then this will make a 7 year equally frustrating, because sevens don't really care.
Right.
Yeah, the seven is like, this is the path I'm on. This is what I'm doing, and just will quietly go about the business of doing that.
Right.
I want to say you have a seven somewhere in your name, like in your profile,
my,
but
I probably do.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, God, so, you did that for me like over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
I usually, I at least remember the birthdays, but.
Right, of course.
But, yeah, sometimes the name allows me to see where these natural inclinations are. Like, oh, well, you're more, you are a nurturer, but look at what it's made up of. You know, like this six is made up of, you know, X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is what makes up that six.
Right.
So, but yeah, I think you're doing exactly what you need to be doing.
Yep.
For your birthday, to celebrate your birthday.
Yep. Oh my goodness! And the steps to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna pack my bags and whoo. No, I mean I had to make sure that, you know, my mother was covered. I had to make sure that, you know, that there's extra food for the kid. Like all these logistics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, lined up so I can just like breathe. Crazy.
Yeah.
But worth it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it puts your mind at rest because you've done everything you can possibly do. You can't be there to make sure that everything's going to follow through. You just have to trust.
Oh, God, no. Right. And taking a cue from Abraham Hicks, what I've been shifting my mindset where it comes to expectations, or minimizing rather expectations of people, just being more grounded and centered in the lowering of my resistance and being present and coming from the purest place that I possibly can, is to focus on the positive aspects of other people. So like with my son, I'm not going to, this is the last week of school, praise be, Friday's the last day, yay. Yeah, so hopefully I'll never have to do a show anymore that you guys hear me like wake him up and pray that he logs on, right? We'll see. But for this week, I said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. You got to get your act together. And I even got his girlfriend in on it. I'm like, you make sure he logs on for school or I will lose my mind, you know, because I'm not trying to be the cool mom in the neighborhood to score points. By default, I'm the cool mom of the neighborhood because that's what supports my son's stability and mental and emotional well-being.
Mm-hmm.
To be as open and supportive and accommodating as I've been. But you got to give me a crumb. Like, log on to school. It's not that
right.
Deep.
Right.
Come on. And then starting September, show up to school. And I'm hoping that a lot of maturity takes place for him over the summer and that he actually gains some self-autonomy. We'll see. But in focusing on the potential best within someone else and the traits that you'd like to see, that gets you out of meddling energetically with whatever and trying to control and stepping back and giving them the space to show up how they're going to show up, and then minimizing the duress and the stress and the anxiety of trying to control the behavior and deeds of others.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just, a lot of surrendering. Is that part of this? I feel like it's been starting for like the past month or so. Just like, I am surrendering like a lunatic. Is that part of the seven? Why are you laughing? She's like, she has that numerology, like, you know, private joke. I love that. I love when you do, like, when someone picks a message and I have these numbers, and I just say the numbers, and you chuckle. I'm like, okay.
Well,
you're like,
I've often said,
You're like, you said ignorant that one.
Seven is a number of faith. So when we talk about surrender, I mean, you're taking the next step and you're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
You're hoping that your foot will land on something that's going to support you. And,
girl.
And so in a way, surrendering is like that. It's just trusting that, okay, as I let go, that
right.
something else is going to take control of that, that the things are going to fall in place the way they need to.
Right.
And as we make these realizations that there's plenty that we're not in control of and it's okay.
Right, having faith. It's so perfect.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. So it's good. It's good that, you know, as you're talking about it, I'm like, you know, I have these little realizations, especially in this transition of moving.
Yeah.
And I'm still taking care of things at the other house. I still have a lot of stuff at the other house, but also my aunt's still there and she's mm-hmm. having to deal with not having somebody around to take care
of. Yeah, that's interesting. Mm-hmm.
All the little things that happen.
Right.
Last night, I think I stayed until about after midnight. I didn't get there till probably 9 o'clock. But
get where at 9 o'clock? The new house or the old house?
To the old house.
Okay, your aunt's house. Uh huh.
Yeah, there's this ongoing thing where you know, she wanted to keep the cable TV service, but without the internet because she doesn't use the internet. I'm like, okay.
Right. Oh, so that's the whole thing.
Yeah, so I had to, you know, as I said, well, I'm moving my service, and you're going to need to decide what you want to do. And so she knows she wanted to get, you know, this pretty much the same setup just without the internet.
Right.
So last week we went through all that. I got, you know, we went and picked up new boxes and set everything up, self-installation,
right.
And everything's fine. And then she decides that she's like, well, I don't have all the channels that I used to have.
Oh, girl.
I'm like, okay, well, what channel did you want? And she's like, the cooking channel. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, because I don't know. She has a...
And there's,
you know,
like 500 cooking channels.
Yeah, well, it's literally the cooking channel. And but I just don't know. Like, she watches different food programs, and I can't tell which one it is. Like, is it the food network? Is it just something on public television? Because
my mother watches all these cooking shows. It's so funny. That's what they do, and I'm like, okay.
But she likes to take. She's very creative. She likes to take what she learns, and she'll just try it. Because
she says,
I wonder how they make that. Like, she really is wondering, and she's wondering if she can put it together and redo it, or just at least, you know,
get a tip,
do a twist on something. Yeah.
Right.
So I've been surprised when she's tried stuff, because she's like, yeah, I saw it on TV. I said, oh, okay, cool. So
right.
I'm all about her and her education
on
TV, more so than the game show network or whatever. But, you know, she
True.
Watches that.
Sure. She can do whatever she wants.
So she said, well, I want to get the Filipino channel. And there's a channel called the Filipino channel. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's great.
So my great uncle, they had it at their place. So she was over there. Oh, I want to get that. So... She just said the Filipino channel. That's what I got. It's extra. It's a subscription, and it's like $10-$12 or something like that. She's like, oh, okay. So she's had this for a week. Not the cooking channel, but the Filipino channel, and decided that she doesn't like the Filipino channel as much as she would like the cooking channel. So she's like, so Lisa, what do I need to do? How do we get the cooking channel? I'm like, all right. Well, I said, well, it's a subscription, and you don't know until you hit subscribe. You know, sometimes how much it's going to be. So I figured some stuff out. I'm like, okay, well, it should be actually a little cheaper if you get rid of Filipino channel. She's like, yeah, that's fine. It's not what I thought it was. I'm like, okay.
Okay. So funny.
So I do all this stuff online. I'm using like my own like data, because there's no internet there.
Right.
So thank God I can at least, you know, eventually get on and up through my phone and make these arrangements.
To a hotspot. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, just through LTE, whatever that is. It allows me to get it very slowly, but I can get it.
Right.
So I'm tried to make some changes. All this is like not talking to anybody online, not talking to anybody, just making the changes. And I said, okay. And so then it said, oh, well, this requires that you get new equipment.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, I can't imagine why because
so damn complicated.
I just got new equipment. Like, I just got new equipment.
Oh.
So they said, and it's shipping. And this is all automatically online. So it'll ship to you in a few. Like, I ordered it Friday, and it came to yesterday. Last night. So meanwhile, you know, she's fine. You know, she's got her channels. You know, I think the cooking channel had already kicked in like over the weekend.
All right, good.
So I'm like, I don't know why we still have to get new equipment, but it's on the way. So whatever, maybe it's got something new. She's like, oh, maybe it has a clock on it because we have the old set that I brought over. My box is like from like 2015, right? So it's got the little clock on it, you know. And she liked that. She liked that.
That's handy. We know what time it is.
These new boxes do not have a clock on it. So she said, oh, maybe this will have a clock on it. I'm like, I doubt it, but you know. So. Yesterday she calls me and leaves a voicemail because I'm such a funny person. I left the phone in the pantry because I was looking at stuff to get. My brother left stuff in the kitchen, and I apparently had just laid it on somewhere on the top shelf, and I was like looking at other stuff. Left it there for most of the day.
Oh God!
So I realized, oh, I don't have my phone. I don't know where it is. Well, apparently, it was in the pantry. And in the interim, my aunt had called and said, my TV isn't working. And I'm like, oh
God.
And this is like after the soap. So I'm thinking, well, something happened because she didn't call like before, you know, 2 o'clock. She called afterwards. So I called her back and she said, well, it's not working in the living room. I said, oh, but it's working in your bedroom. She said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So maybe you're getting new equipment today. Maybe we'll figure something out. You know, like maybe that's what it is. And she said, oh, well, are you busy? I'm looking at the time. It's like 3:30. I'm like, I'm not going over there right
now. You're like, girl, I'll stop the world. No, I won't.
I'm not. I said, well, one, you know, the boxes haven't, the new equipment hasn't come in yet.
Yeah. Hello. It's not going
to
happen.
So I don't want to go there. I have to leave.
With imaginary equipment that's not there.
Yeah, and to not have, you know, to not be able to do internet stuff in the interim.
Yeah, no,
you know,
no, forget it. No, you might as well have smoke signals, 2 cans and a piece of string.
Right. So
I waited
until I got the alert for the delivery.
Of course.
Which was like close to 8:30. So I'm like, all right.
Oh, God.
Let me shuffle on over there. Get there and, you know, open the box. And just like the last time I did this, just, you know, it's pretty simple. You plug in, you know, basically 3 things to this box and you should be set. Well, it didn't, the picture.
Oh,
you know,
Mercury retrograde.
Nothing
Thank
was
you.
Working. Neither of the two boxes were working. And there's no, like she doesn't have internet. So everything's like, oh, you can go online. I'm like, well, she can't.
Right.
She can't go online. She doesn't have internet. Why is there not an easily, like, a number? Just give us a number to call.
Oh, my God. See, too much.
So here I was trying to do stuff on my phone, and it's just, you know, very – it just couldn't handle none of it.
No.
So I'm on the line with someone who I'm sure is somewhere in Asia, very nice woman.
I'm sure very nice. Probably a distant relative.
Probably. She didn't have that kind of accent, but you know.
Oh, okay.
Because
a lot of times it's like the Philippines. It's like they usually cornered the market with that telemarketing
usually
or whatever. That's customer support.
So I'm on the phone for I don't know how long because I think I plugged everything in. I was trying stuff on, you know, technically online on my phone for like probably an hour, and I realized it's like 10 o'clock. I've got a call.
Jesus.
But probably within an hour, a little over an hour, we figured it out. And what we ended up doing was I ended up just disconnecting the new stuff and putting back the original equipment because she was saying, well, you know, she's trying all these different signals and I could hear she was clicking away, she was trying all these different things. And there really wasn't anything happening.
Right.
And she said, well, you know, do you want me to schedule for a technician to come out? I said, are you going to charge me for that?
Mm,
and she's like, well, you know, it is $100. I'm like, no.
Yeah, don't get cute.
I said, you know, I don't need a professional installation. I need these boxes to work. I said, because earlier this evening, the original boxes, everything was working.
Yep.
So I don't know why we needed to get new boxes, but, you know, you shipped them over, and they're not working. So why don't I just put these back in the box? I'll return them.
There you go.
And, you know, when no one gets charged anything, you get charged for your own shipping for shipping something that doesn't work.
I didn't say it that way.
But
no, right.
Because she was super nice, but I said, well, can we just do that, not get charged, just want everything to work the way it was before, and just as long as she's getting the channels that she is paying for.
Right.
Meaning, she didn't want the Filipino channel anymore. I have a feeling she'll probably get charged for that, though, because she still has it. She still had it. She was watching it when I was leaving. I'm like,
all right,
okay,
well, then, hello. Right.
All right. So, anyway, and then I ended up just – I wanted to get a few things from last night, like – my little desk and a couple of lamps, so just some little things. But my back
is like,
you don't need to be carrying anything heavy.
Oh,
like, I'm not trying to carry anything heavy. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, okay. But it was after midnight when I left.
Oh wow!
So it's like close
to
1 o'clock.
How far are the houses from each other?
About 20 minutes.
Right?
20 minutes. Yeah.
I remember. Right, not that far.
So. But, of course, me, I'm like, well, I don't want to leave this stuff. I want to bring some of it. You know, I want to bring it upstairs. So I at least brought it inside, and then I brought most of it upstairs. And yeah, my hips were like, yeah, you didn't need to be doing
your
that either.
Your hips were not lying.
My hips were not lying at all.
Your hips were crying. So how was it being in the new house?
I really like it.
I mean, it's just been me.
It's just been me for the weekend because Anna's been gone.
She's
been in Alabama.
Right.
And then my parents were here for like, you know, a few hours, basically. They stayed overnight. But I've enjoyed the space, and I've enjoyed not having so much clutter around me, which is why I'm sort of just being very selective about
what
I go back over there and what I load up, you know. But I also realized I can't leave all my crap at Aunt Thelma's.
Right.
At some point, I'm going to have to figure out what to do with it, where it's going
to
go.
Right.
But it's been so nice to.
Good.
You know, like I wake up and I just get curtains at some point. My brother, just like I did, I really didn't use any blinds. I thought I had blinds, but I didn't use any curtains because I'm on the top floor. But I'm like, I think I do need to get something. Because at night, you know.
Yeah, you need something.
At night, I need something. So other than that, like I wake up, I go downstairs, I say, hello, house.
Oh, that's so cute.
Hello, house.
That's so sweet.
So it actually has been nice to have the whole house to myself. But, you know, I've just been going through the boxes. When I do bring boxes over, I go through them. And in some cases, like I don't have a dresser yet. I'm tempted to just get an IKEA dresser. It's a, you know, a nice dresser, but an IKEA dresser.
Don't get a dresser from IKEA. They're the worst.
Well,
don't do it.
Really?
They're really bad. I've regretted it. Yeah. You'd be better. I'm sorry. You'd be better off the way that furniture used to be built compared to how furniture is built now. You'd be better off going to like, looking at furniture at like a Goodwill or Salvation Army, because you could probably find something amazing and sturdy from like the 50s or the 60s or even the 70s that would be way better than what you can get now. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, I have a chest of drawers that it's like an original piece that from when my parents moved into their house.
Ooh.
It's not like, but like, all right, so they moved in the 70s, so it's not like woohoo, and it's seen some better days, and I think if I had time and all the right tools and probably a few people helping me, I wouldn't mind doing something with it, but in the meantime, I still need some place to put my clothes.
I understand. Yeah.
So yeah,
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, I've And the thing is, at least at the IKEA store, we have one in Atlanta, so I've seen this set up.
Oh, that's true. You could see it.
And it's wood. It's made out of wood. So it's not, you know, like the drawers are made out of wood. They seem to be okay. And it's less than $200. So,
all right.
So for me, I'm like, well, that could work. And I don't know if I could use that. And then, you know, whenever I get the time and the inclination to do my little, you know,
to refinish it.
Yeah. Right. My little workshop. I've had this idea for the last probably couple of years, like, I should get a new dresser. But yeah, it's not a priority because I'm like, I don't have any space. I think if I got it, you know, before I moved, I'd be like, well, I have to get something smaller.
Right. Right. So. Well, something to think about. All right. But don't get rid of that piece. So
No. I probably won't. But I can't. Yeah. And I can't bring
incredible.
It over just yet.
The difference between furniture, like old furniture and like new, it's night and day. Yeah. I have a lot of vintage pieces that I was very fortunate to accumulate them over the years. And it's just, you just can't compare it. It's crazy. Like I guess because these things weren't mass produced.
Right.
But I'm sure you could find something good at IKEA, but
that's
IKEA
a good
karma.
Idea. That's a good idea though. Because there are places, there are definitely pockets in the Atlanta area where if you go to like a thrift store, you're like, well, these are nice pieces. But yeah, I don't tend to think in those terms, you know. I guess I don't usually have to think about any. I tend to inherit furniture.
Right. Right.
That I'm like, oh, I've got all these random little things, but yeah, for the dresser or chest of drawers, just some place to store my folded clothes. That would
of
be good.
Of course. Yep. Yeah. There's always a way. I mean, for the same $200, you could probably get something incredible.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, that takes time and energy and luck and all those other things. But something to, you know, something to think about. So, but that's great that you're in the new space and full circle moment. That's exciting.
Yeah. You know, everything has changed in the house. So even the color of the room is different. And
so it's so new for you, and the whole thing is new.
Yeah, it's like I'm just like, oh, okay, this is different. I mean, and different in a good way. I tend to think of that room like I think of everything as being so much bigger. Like, oh, I thought this closet was bigger, but it's not. It's like, oh, okay, yeah. So it's a little different. I just have to get reacquainted with the room. And I'm glad that it, you know, it's changed color and all that. It is like being in a completely new house. So,
uh-huh.
I'm saying, let me say hello to you know, Jen and Marguerite in the chat room, and Jen saying IKEA is fine unless you move a lot, which is true, and she mentioned Facebook Marketplace, which is something that a lot of people are doing. Our friend Amy is very Facebook Marketplace savvy.
Oh.
So maybe if I put her on it, she'll be like, hey, how about this one?
And she's so amazing. You know what I mean? She would find you the perfect thing and refinish it and color and sand it and this and whatever with a smile on her face because she's that girl.
So we'll, that's a good idea. I'm not a shopper. I realize that. I need to get this, I'll shop for like certain items but I'll take my time unless I really have to get it. I'll be like, well, let me shop around, you know, then maybe months later, I'm like, oh, here it is. I got it. But, I just don't do a lot of shopping.
No. I understand completely. Anyway.
But it's a great house.
Yeah, well, no, that's that's exciting. All the changes, and we're all reemerging and navigating from the dense to the light.
Mm.
So it's there's a lot of forward motion, which is good, but it's now the forward motion, but within the context of how much we've grown during this period of reflection, and that we are continuing to reflect, so much reflection, and rising from the ashes of the last 16 months, and I don't know, just being excited for how we're going to yield to even more light.
Mm.
So it's really fascinating, and I'm sure in Atlanta it must feel pretty normal, pretty open, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, you know, I went out the other day, and where's my mask, you know, because I'd been moving some things around, and I realized like there are a lot of signs up, like, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need a mask to, you know, come in here. I'm like, okay.
That's great, because in New York, okay. It's like, we don't care, wear your mask. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have signs saying, even if you're not, we're like, okay, so we're still... It feels much better, but we still have to wear our masks a lot of the times inside. But we're seeing more and more. Like it's the first time that it's feeling a little more open, like the rest of the country, which is nice.
Right, right.
And it's like overnight, like New York is crowded again. I'm like, where did these people come from? Overnight, I feel like we're back at 50%. Like, the traffic is insane. I'm like, where are they going? The streets are crowded. I'm like, what? Who are these? Tourism is coming back. I'm like, wait. It literally felt like overnight.
Mm.
Like, okay, damn. Give us a second. Okay. Ooh, my goodness. Yeah, it's getting a little crazy. But it's beautiful, and you'll notice it when you do come back to New York. They've made the decision last summer, because we so needed it, the outdoor dining, they're keeping that. So now we look like a little Europe, which is so fabulous.
That's nice.
It's really beautiful, and that's one thing that I really appreciate from all of this, you know, hot mess that we've been dealing with, that it's, you turn a corner and you just see these beautiful lit up outdoor spaces, and you know, it's really nice. But yeah, it's New York is crowded again. I'm like, okay, thanks. All right.
Just in time for summer.
But it's summer. It's a summer in the city. Oh yeah. Yeah. But lots of, I think the deals are very good. So I've noticed, I'm even seeing like tour buses. I'm like, excuse me?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, people trying to sell tour packages and Times Square is not like packed like it used to be, but it's exponentially. I feel like every time I take the bus down, because I take the bus down after I visit my mom, and sometimes it goes through the Times Square area, and I'm like, you know, looking out the window, like, oh my God, look at all these people. What? Whoa. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it's, yeah, New York is coming back. So
wow.
I guess it's a good thing. God bless. Oh, yeah, Gay Pride is, celebrating Pride this coming...
This weekend?
This weekend, this Sunday, yeah. And
wow.
One of my best friends, who also lives in my building, is kind of like an artist in residence at the famous Stonewall Inn. So I will probably breeze by. Yeah, I'm taking you to Stonewall to see her show whenever you guys come.
Yay!
But she's a little celebrity. She actually is, I think she's on a plane now. She did a show at Stonewall last night, and I think she's on a plane now to do Denver Pride.
Oh, my gosh.
Girl. Oh, yeah, she's jet-setting. But, and then she'll be back in time for Pride here on Sunday. So the good thing about that is, if she knows when I'm going to show up, she'll save me a spot. Like, I don't have to deal with like the I think it's going to be
crazy. You got like a, you know, like the VIP list.
Oh, well, you know, I got the VIP in the corner. You know how I go. You know how I roll in these streets. So that's exciting. But we had virtual Pride last year, so I don't know what's happening this year. But it seems like there's going to be lots of, I'll say it like this, lots of activity taking place Pride weekend. And I always love that my birthday always falls during Pride week. I've always loved that ever since Pride became a thing. I've always loved that. Yeah, because, you know, I'm an honorary whatever. So it makes me happy. But, yeah, it's great. So you can feel sort of like the excitement in the air, which is nice. You know, take our city back and to celebrate. But we still have a long way to go, but we definitely have turned the corner. New York was very last, you know, very late to the party of reopening for very good reason, mm-hmm. you know. But I think we're at 70% vaccinated, which is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good, yeah. Yeah, I'm not as concerned for my almost 16-year-old to be vaccinated if he doesn't want to be. So I think I'm going to leave that decision to him, although I am a little concerned about the variants. But I do respect those, so why not my son? You know what I mean? I have very, very dear friends that quite a few, actually, that have made their own personal choice to not get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had no choice because I'm taking care of my almost 87-year-old mom. Hello.
Sure.
So that was like, you know, and I got the I got the vaccine before we were eligible to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a letter written and, you know, whatever, and got the vaccine as soon as I was able to get it. But for my son or for any of the other people that I love and respect, so if I love and respect my friend's choices, then I need to love and respect my son's choice and just pray that he doesn't get sick, that there's enough protection from the majority of people being vaccinated and, I guess, what they call that, herd immunity? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll see. And then if he changes his mind, I'll be all for it. I just, again, like, you know, we were talking about understanding the wisdom of non-resistance and focusing on positive aspects. So I'm focusing on his health, his well-being, his maturity, him acting responsible, him keeping himself safe, him making good choices, as opposed to the opposite, which is just painful. And you know, I, as a mom, you're always going to be worried about their safety and their well-being. But why add to that weight and that trap of the anxiety of trying to control everything? So I think, you know, you're right with entering into the seven. The surrender faith piece is huge, and it makes sense that that's been really, actually, since we had that crazy-ass lunar eclipse like 6 weeks ago, that raked me over the coals. Solar eclipse, it was one coal, not a bunch of coals. And I believe this week, I think on the 24th, is some new moon situation. But whatever's going on now is very positive for everybody. I mean, this is not the astrology corner, so we're not talking about but energetically, this is a very potent, positive time across the board for everybody, from what I'm understanding. Finally, and retrograde. Oh, I think the retrograde, today's the last day.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God. Right. Yeah, today's the last day. And then when they talk about, well, we have like the little pre-retrograde, and then we have the I'm like, you know what? When does it start and when does it – don't give me this. Hello, what? And then we got to – they're like, okay, that's the 22nd, but don't do anything until July 7th. Bitch, please. When is it? Because we're tired. But we'll feel things easing back. Like, I always feel like every day is retrograde because that's this life, it's unpredictable, whatever. But in terms of technology, it's really where it's heightened. elsewhere, like, you know, you were talking about the cable situation,
right,
and others,
yeah,
and I had to download my documentary onto a file which is very lovely because we were invited to screen and do a panel for a film festival in Connecticut later next month, which is great because they asked us, which was nice. And that normally would have taken like 15 minutes. It took 3 hours.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And I'm like,
yeah,
okay, all right, Retrograde, do your thing. Thank you. But I accepted it. I did other things. I would, you know, every 20 minutes or so, I would check to see if, you know, where it was. And as long as it was in process, I surrendered. So that's the whole thing. So thank you for explaining that surrender is the faith piece of it. That, yeah, that's the default setting now. Just surrender to what is and what peaceful perspective or state of being can you yield to as you are waiting for things to land or for you to revisit them or what have you. So I'm glad you said that at the top of the show. That's very helpful.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
We do have a hand raised.
Oh, good,
so
I'll take the call.
Let's see if we can get to this person. It's area code 443. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning, I'm Suzanne. How are you?
Hi,
hey, Suzanne.
Are you a first-time caller?
I am to your show. I've been on with some of the people with, I think, the evening. Is there an evening one that has
the
same?
Oh, with Anita and Anna, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, first-time caller.
Oh, yay. All right. Well, so I'm asking because I'm going to ask for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
And if you can give Elisa your date of birth, we don't need the year, just the month and the date.
January 8th.
Okay, cool. So how can we help? What's going on?
Well, I'm interested in what you've been talking about. I'm also interested in numerology a little bit. So I don't know if you all do anything with that. That's why I was wondering.
She's the numerologist.
I just wanted to see what you could tell me.
Oh,
all right.
Well,
so she's,
you know,
go ahead.
You're in a five personal year as of your birthday in January. And so this year, and we'll see because it's, you know, we're half a year in, it's about a lot of changes. A lot of unexpected things have come up and probably pushing you a little out of your comfort zone. And
yep,
some of it's well received and some of it's like, whoa, I'm going to have to, you know, really get used to some changes on my own. So you have to adjust for the
right
things that you hadn't really planned for. But all of it is, you know, it's meant to get you to be a bigger person and to
yeah,
really stretch yourself. So that's what the five is. The five is about these changes and the growth that comes from just really doing your thing, but realizing how much more you are capable of achieving or doing or being. And so, you know, plus you're a Capricorn, so earth signs, I'm an earth sign too. Earth signs kind of like things to, you know, they like their comfort and they kind of like things to kind of stay in a steady pattern that they can usually manage pretty well. But I would say Capricorns tend to be a little bit more ambitious than the others. So you probably welcome it. It's just, that just also means that the changes that come to you will be on a bigger scale.
Oh, wow.
Because of the capacity to adapt and it probably fits in with some of your plans anyway. I would say this, if it fits in with your plans, then you're like, okay, whatever, I'll figure it out. But if it doesn't fit in with your plans, I would say pay attention. When it seems like it's a monkey wrench, really pay attention because it probably is going to get you to look at an area in a way that you weren't anticipating. But it's meant to just open your eyes, to really open your eyes, and maybe to take in an even bigger picture than you thought you had.
Okay.
So yeah, five can be a fun number. I mean, it's meant to be like a little adventure or a big adventure. Really, I sometimes say it's a roller coaster. It can be like,
I was gonna
you know,
say, I think it's gonna be a wild ride. Yeah.
Yeah, like having a to take up surfing and riding a wave. And like, this is a big wave. Like, but I got this board. I know what to do. Just do it. And hopefully you can enjoy it. And when you're around people who have that five energy, like nothing seems to stop them. You know, they're just like, okay, well, we'll figure it out. You know, my cousin, I just bought this house with my cousin, who is one of my best friends, like one of my favorite cousins. And I've got some really cool cousins. I've got a big family, so this is, you know, that's saying something. But she just took this whole process, the whole buying the house process, in stride. And she's like, it's just an adventure. And she had incredible patience, where I tend to think I'm patient, but then I'm like, apparently I'm not.
Sorry, I just jumped in.
Oh my gosh. And I'm like, wow, I cannot flow. Well, she's a Pisces. I cannot flow the way she flows. So she just takes these things in stride. Meanwhile, I'm like, you know, like I had small ulcer forming in my belly, you know, that type of thing. But she's like, oh, no, we're, you know, we'll figure it out. I'll handle this. And I'm like, oh, thank God, because I'm just going to go in my corner and fret, you know, about stuff. But she views her life as an adventure. And because of that, like, she's learned how to adapt and adjust and, you know, duck and bob and weave and all that stuff. And she ends up having a great time, and she ends up making some great friends along the way. Whereas with me, I'm like, if I don't have to see you again, I'm fine. You know, like, oh, okay, we're done. Goodbye. You know? So the five can really open your eyes and open the doors to different opportunities that may not have fit in with your original plan, but end up enhancing it and enhancing your life. So
that makes sense.
If you're in for a wild ride, then at least you already know, like, it's going to be a wild ride. So you can take, the challenging aspects of it. And if you can turn it into something where you still learn, well, you're going to learn something from it regardless, but whether you're in resistance to it in the beginning, or if you can really appreciate it while you're in the moment, that's where you find these blessings, where you can kind of not be so hard on yourself. And you can really see where your blessings have always been, but now you get to see it from a different perspective.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I got.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're absolutely welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right,
Suzanne.
Take care.
Well, we'll keep you muted, but listening in. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
All about the numerology.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm just paying attention. Because I haven't had to do well. Just recently, I've done more and more readings, and just haven't been focused on that. And I'm really appreciating it. I'm like, wow, this is great. This is great, because it just kind of gets me back in touch with my roots, I guess.
Yep.
My roots.
Your roots.
But then also paying attention to things that are happening with me, and you know, really, because so I'd say the last few years that I've been living with my aunt, and she and I are a couple of weeks apart, maybe three weeks apart in terms of our birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
So mine's in the beginning of the month. Hers is closer to the end, but not at the end. But because of the way the numbers work, I go into whatever personal year I go into, she goes into 3 weeks later. So we're sort of in sync for most of the year. So the things that we're kind of going through, it's like, oh, okay, that's about right. So it has been, it's been like a lot of the same, you know, like the same influences, you know, we're the same sign. So we have a lot of the same tendencies. And so now that I've made this separation, you know, now I'm in a different space. It's been interesting. And in a way, because I've been in this house, this is just for this weekend, where I've been alone. Now she's in a house where she's by herself.
Oh, it's parallel, right?
Yeah, so it is parallel. Now, I know that she's had a conversation with her cousins, the ones that we were all talking about, you know, getting a house. She wanted to help them, and now I'm looking at it like, I think they will be great roommates for you. Hopefully, you get a different house, but I think they are going to move in.
That's
when their lease is up.
That's great.
in a couple, I don't know how many months, probably, I think it'll be in November. But if we don't find a house for them by that point, they are not going to renew their lease. They are going
good.
To
they
move in.
All right. That's beautiful.
So that was what was mentioned by my aunt, not by the cousins. They're my cousins too, but they're her contemporaries, as my mom would say. They are your contemporaries. Like, what is that? What is that? She told me that word when I was like 8 years old, like contemporary.
You're like, break it down, Mom. Okay.
What is that? Let me go look it up because you're going to make me look it up. Yeah, I had a dictionary all the time. But anyway,
of course you did. Right.
Of course I did because I'm that kind of nerd.
Yeah, that kind of girl.
So now that gives everybody a little bit of breathing room. She knows that I'm going to be there.
Yeah, she's not abandoned, which is so important.
Nobody wants to feel abandoned. At the rate that I'm moving stuff out of the house, I'll be there for a while.
She'll see you every day. She will see you every day. You're like, I'm going to get this spoon. I'll come back for the fork tomorrow. All this mug. Yeah, so that's good. You can do it piecemeal. But it's very interesting what you just said about having your birthday a few weeks apart from your aunt and going to the same personal year. Because the guy that I'm in a connectionship with, see, I'm like commitment phobic. I can't say relationship. I can't say it. I can't even say his name because he has my ex-husband's name. There's so many things I can't say. And I call him 2.0. So, person I'm in a connectionship with, we are the same sign and we're same personal year. Except his birthday is a month from today, so we are like a year and less than a year apart. But it's the same, and it's very interesting because we're both incredibly sensitive. We both feel things. Very profoundly. So the good thing about that is, like, I know how he's wired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, oh, I know he's. And plus, it helps that, you know, I have the clairvoyance going on. So, like, he could apologize. I'm sorry, I wasn't in touch. I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. I know you were going through it. This, that. And I didn't, like, spell it out, but I knew things were going on. And of course, that's right. Yeah. So that's very that comes in so handy. So it's just very, very interesting that moving from a 6, which is the love number, we connected during the 6, and going into the 7th, which is very about reflection and surrender and faith, and it's just very interesting and very complicated because there are no absolutes. You know, you could be, you could be in a 6 and go through a divorce because that's
right.
Turned upside down, you know, which he's going through. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. My divorce was so simple. It was like, I don't want anything by. But he's getting raked a little bit over the coals. Like, I'm like, ooh, it's complicated. I'm like, ooh, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, there must be a little money happening. It's like I mind my business. I don't get into any of that. And as long as we are a bright light for each other, that's all I care about. That's all I could ask for. Let's just like be a bright light. So tonight my girlfriend, who he actually knows, okay, which is insane, because we all met around the same time when we were 18. He was 19, we were 18. So she's one of my dearest, dearest friends. She's spending the first night with me at this really cool hotel that I booked with its own private outdoor space, and they have a pool upstairs, and it's going to be like, it's really, 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 really cool. And then he's coming tomorrow afternoon on the actual birthday for us to celebrate. So I'm just so excited just to be stupid, how I was stupid 500 years ago as we were building the pyramids. I just want to be stupid. And I mean that in the best, not making poor choices, just silly. I'll swap out the stupid. I just want to be silly. Bitch needs to get silly because things have been so serious. And to just replenish all this responsibility just, can wear on you. So hopefully I won't get arrested and I can share some stories with you guys on Tuesday in a week because there's no show this coming Thursday. So, thank you for all your insight. That's really helpful. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And as I said, we're scheduled to be back on the air a week from today, Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, take care of yourselves and each other. Let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Take care. Love you. Bye.
Happy birthday. Bye.